Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this post-holiday Friday. I'm Tony DeCoppel in for Nora, and we're going to begin with growing concerns about a new variant of the coronavirus, first discovered earlier this month in South Africa, and since turning up in Belgium, Israel, even Hong Kong. The World Health Organization, at an emergency meeting today, gave the highly transmissible variant of concern, as they call it, a name, Omicron. Scientists are now working around the clock to learn if it is more dangerous than the Delta variant, which, of course, sparked a fourth wave of global cases and fatalities earlier this year. That possibility sent shockwaves through Wall Street. The Dow suffered its worst day of the year, plunging more than 900 points, or about 2.5%. And the S&P 500 and NASDAQ also dropped by more than 2%. Well, this afternoon, the United States responded, joining a growing list of nations in Europe and Asia, restricting travel from South Africa and seven other countries in that region. And tonight, Moderna and Pfizer say they can adjust their vaccines if and when needed. Johnson & Johnson, meanwhile, is already testing its vaccine effectiveness against the variant.